Prominent Johannesburg radio disc jockey announced last week that he is HIV positive. AIDS activists have praised him for helping fight the powerful stigma that surrounds AIDS in South Africa. The radio station YFM is mainly for young people. It plays lots of the South African township rap known as Kwaito, and it broadcasts out of a trendy shopping mall in one of Johannesburg's northern suburbs. Last week, YFM listeners learned that one of their favorite DJs has HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The disc jockey, Fana Kaba, who uses the name Kabzela on the air, said he had been getting sicker and sicker for months. After he had to be carried out of the studio one day, he finally agreed to take an HIV test. It was positive. Kabzela decided his listeners had a right to know. YFM station manager Greg Moloka says the station has been getting hundreds of phone calls and emails from listeners every day, offering support and help for Kabzela.
The response has been incredible, and everyone's very positive. They're quite upbeat. So far, people are happy that it is closed because a public figure who speaks largely to a young audience, it's important for him to always sort of appear as a person who's real through and through, whether in good times or in bad times. Props to him, he decided to go public.
The YFM website contains hundreds of messages posted by listeners after Kabzela's announcement. Many of them express admiration for the DJ's courage in admitting he has AIDS. A few are heartbreaking personal stories of fear and discrimination. One listener says she learned a month ago that she, too, has HIV. She says she has been too terrified to tell her family or her boyfriend, who she believes infected her. Kabzela himself is not giving media interviews. He is too sick to work and is struggling to regain the use of his legs. But Mr. Moloka, the station manager, says Kabzela is positive and upbeat and believes he will be back on the airwaves soon. A few years ago, Kabzela was a taxi driver. Then he started hosting a show on a local community radio station and eventually got a job at YFM, a relatively new but hugely popular commercial station. He catapulted into the spotlight, becoming not just a star, but also a role model for his young listeners. Ironically, as a radio personality, Kabzela is known for promoting a positive lifestyle. No crime, no drugs, safe sex. Many people say he is even more of a role model now. It is very rare for prominent or professional South Africans to admit publicly that they have HIV. AIDS activists such as Tandukolo Doro say the main reason is fear.
That is why the epidemic is still underground in the country. There are more people who are HIV positive who don't want to come out because of fear of being stigmatized, not only being discriminated against by insurance companies or banks or hospitals, but just being stigmatized by their own friends, by their spouses, by their neighborhood. That's the fear.
Mr. Doro is deputy director of the National Association of People with AIDS and is also a regular listener to Kabzela's Sunday morning program on positive living. He says he and other HIV-positive activists have trouble convincing young people that AIDS can affect anyone. Mr. Doro says Kabzela's announcement will help young people realize they need to protect themselves from the disease.
So now if Kabzela comes out himself and states that he's HIV-positive himself, it does send a good message to say, in fact, it's not only people who are relatively unknown. Even a person who's a radio personality, even a doctor, even a lawyer, whoever, can in fact get HIV. So now if more people from prominent ranks come out and declare their status, people are going to wake up and smell the coffee.
Mr. Doro believes if more prominent South Africans followed Kabzela's example and disclosed their HIV status, it would help convince people to use condoms and take other steps to protect themselves from infection. And he says it would also help fight the stigma that has so many infected people living in fear. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Johannesburg.